Watch Angel Moms Call Out Nancy Pelosi, Would You Support Border Wall If It Saved Your Loved One? By John Binder on December 16, 2018. Angel moms whose children have been murdered by illegal aliens living in the United States called out incoming House Speaker Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, asking them if they would support a border wall if it meant their loved ones would be saved from illegal alien crime. Angel mom Marianne Mendoza from Arizona, the co-founder of angelfamilies.org, singled Pelosi out, noting that the House Minority Leader has never met with angel families to discuss the illegal immigration crisis. Mendoza said, "After watching the debacle in the White House the other day, I was very ashamed to even think that Nancy Pelosi would be Speaker of the House, to think that Chuck Schumer is a senator in the United States," emphasis added. "And the thing that really bothers me about Nancy Pelosi is she goes on and on and on about the cost of the wall. But what Nancy Pelosi fails to talk about is the cost of supporting illegal aliens in our country, which is already at $136 billion, and by not building the wall, that number will keep increasing every single year. So she's failing to tell the American taxpayers, hey, follow my lead and more money is going to be coming out of your pockets, instead of building a wall for a flat fee and be done with it," emphasis added. The other thing that Nancy Pelosi fails to ever talk about, ever, is the victims of illegal alien crime. Those are our children amongst hundreds of thousands of others. Unfortunately, our children have been murdered or killed," emphasis added. Mendoza's son, 32-year-old police officer Brandon Mendoza, was killed by a drunk illegal alien who was driving the wrong way down a highway in Mesa, Arizona. "We are fighting so that no other American family has to feel the pain and the grief that we do. We're tired of being ignored by politicians in D.C., Mendoza continued. "No Democratic politician will ever meet with us, will never meet with us, because they can't face us. I want to ask Nancy Pelosi this, and I hope she hears this. How much of the cost of the wall would mean to you, Nancy, if it can be predicted that a loved one of yours could be saved 2 years from now because that wall was built?" Mendoza asked of Pelosi. "I'm sick of hearing about innocent Americans becoming collateral damage in this fight. Not one more American life needs to be lost at the hands of an illegal alien criminal in this country," Mendoza continued. "This is insanity. No other country would put up with this except the United States," Gibney said. "Other countries have borders and nobody complains about it. Why can't the United States have borders and have security? Shut the border down if we can't figure this out. Do not let any of them in," Gibney continued. "And if they are legitimate refugees like my family was, then go through the legal channels to come here legally." Angel mom Kathy Hall from Arkansas pleaded with reforms to the country's immigration system that would more effectively keep convicted criminal illegal aliens out of the U.S. and monitored by federal immigration officials. Hall said the border wall is essential to American safety. "My daughter was 18, she had dreams, she had a life. This man that killed my daughter will spend 2 years in prison and be released on early parole on February 7, 2021. He has not even been in jail at 6 months at this point," emphasis added. "I don't know of any other American that can go out there and commit murder and be released, but he won't get parole. He's going to be deported, hopefully. But he will not be monitored like a U.S. citizen would. There has got to be change. We have got to be able to monitor these people with their criminal acts before they return back to this country, or not let them return back to this country would be better," emphasis added. "If we do not get a wall built soon, it will not just be us. There's going to be hundreds and thousands more of us," emphasis added. As Breitbart News has reported, Hall's daughter, Haley King, was killed by 33-year-old illegal alien Sergio Rodriguez in November 2016 in a hit-and-run car crash. The illegal alien received less than 20 years in prison for the killing. "Know that every one of us has given the ultimate sacrifice of our children, and we hope it saves yours," Hall said as she teared up. Angel mom Angie Morfin blasted Pelosi and Schumer, saying that she has met with Trump and has been assured that the illegal immigration crisis will be handled one way or another. "I'm here to support my president. When I got to meet Mr. Trump, he was candidate Trump. He held my hand and told me everything was going to be okay. And I believe him," emphasis added. "I know that he's here to fight for the American people. And I love my president. I don't care what anybody says. He's a good president. And shame on Nancy Pelosi and Schumer. Emphasis added. Morfin's son, Ruben, was murdered at 13 years old by an illegal alien gang member from Mexico in December 1990 on the streets of Salinas, California. The illegal alien was sentenced in Mexico for the killing and served just 20 years in prison before being released. I don't know where he is, and I have contacted ICE to try to find out if he has tried to come pass over, Morfin said. They have no information on him yet. Illegal aliens can go and change their name. Mendoza said she wanted to see the government shut down to secure that Trump receives some amount of border wall funding to add on to the current 30-foot bollard fencing that has been constructed at the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas and California sectors. Shut down the government, we need a standalone Border Security Act, Mendoza said. While Trump has asked for a fifth of wall funding ahead of a government shutdown, Democrats are refusing to fund even a slither of a border fence. Trump says he is committed to shutting down the federal government, which would only result in the shutdown of a portion of Homeland Security, DHS, if the GOP-controlled Congress does not approve wall funding. As Breitbart News has reported, the Trump administration has made significant headway on arresting and deporting illegal aliens living across the U.S. in fiscal year 2018. Federal immigration officials arrested almost 160,000 illegal aliens, the highest level since 2014, and deported a quarter of a million illegal aliens. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.